A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same. But yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast on those days." And Jesus also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloth to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for she says, the old is good. Jesus uses two very familiar metaphors to the people of his day to teach them about this new way of following God, a way of compassion and mercy. Jesus speaks of making new wine and the craft of making clothes. Honestly, I'm a bit more familiar with the making of wine, or better yet, the drinking of wine, than the making of clothes. I don't even do buttons. However, from my reading, I do know new wine continues to ferment and grow and can't be contained in old skins or a fixed container. It needs a container that breathes, that can expand. I think for me, what Jesus is getting at here, that there are no permanent structures or habits or even religious practices that fully contain this God who is ever growing, ever changing, ever new. We can't box in the God of Jesus Christ. When we choose to follow the gospel of Jesus, we choose a path of ongoing change, growth, and new life. In reflecting on the ongoing transformation that we are called to by Christ, I find the process of the transformation of the butterfly really inspiring. We can't see all the stages of the transformation, from caterpillar to cocoon to butterfly, and how it actually happens scientifically is really quite complicated, as the old cells are replaced by new ones. However, what we can see is that the butterfly sheds its skin several times, and each time before the shedding, this butterfly in progress takes a breath, fills itself with air, in order to expand its body and prepare to take on a much larger skin. The butterfly, by taking this breath, cooperates with nature in the process of becoming a butterfly. Ever growing, ever changing, ever new. We as baptized Christians are called to this same process of transformation, each day breathing in the breath of God, the goodness of the Holy Spirit, opening ourselves to new revelations of God, new ways of loving, new ways of seeing ourselves and others, new ways of praying and finding God in our everyday life. Expanding our boundaries of forgiveness, mercy, and compassion, shedding old ways that limits God's ever new presence in our lives and the world around us. Stop for a moment. Take a breath, consciously aware of God's Spirit filling your spirit, and ask for the grace to first recognize what is that skin that you need to shed this day and at this moment. It might be an idea. It might be an old practice. It might be something you've been holding on to. And ask for God's grace to allow that skin to be shed. Take the breath and believe that through God's grace, we are ever growing, ever changing, ever new. This is the life that Christ calls us to.